Hello, hello, Dubheads, and welcome to a long overdue installment of the Not Quite Punk radio program. My name is Marianne Hodges, here with you on this sort of very special installment of Not Quite Punk to play nothing but records that I found on a recent trip to Scotland that will include many Scottish bands, but a few not Scottish bands as well. Mostly indie pop, all fun, all near and dear to my heart, and I hope you enjoy it. To get the ball rolling, we are going to start the set off with my very favorite Scottish band, and possibly my very favorite band ever, the Pastels.
The sun is up and the sky is blue. I've packed my troubles in an awesome case. Grass is green and so are you. Couldn't care less what anyone says. Serious people come from serious places. Serious people go with serious faces. Serious people in a serious mood. They don't know nothing about attitude. Moving her down in my stripes and jeans. Serving good show me where it's at. Falling out from the heartache scene. My teenage blues are a thing of the past. Serious people come from serious places. Serious people go with serious faces. Serious people in a serious mood. They don't know nothing about attitude. Show me my mind, if you show me yours, it's got nothing to do with what I've got mine for you. I'll show you my mind, if you show me yours, it's got nothing to do with what I've got mine for you. The sun is up and the sky is blue. I've had my troubles in a nursing case. Grass is green and so are you.
We'll be right back. The balance sways, the weeks are dead. I'm jealous of the people I fall in love with. Fall in love with. I'm jealous of the people I try to be more like. Try to be more like. I'm even jealous of the people who hate me. Hate more. A complete history of sexual jealousy, part 17 to 24. I'm jealous of the man you broke the heart of. Broke the heart of. I'm jealous of the man you knew before in a life that I can never be a part of. There's more than meets the eye in the way a stranger meets your eye. I know there's more. Complete history of sexual jealousy, part 17 to 24. If looks could kill, I'd kill the man whose looks would kill you. If looks could kill. And the men who say no competition know the competition love instills. I'm jealous of the people who ask you to ask me, who's keeping score? Complete history of sexual jealousy, part 17 to 24. Platonic love, but I'm still jealous of Plato. What a bore. A complete history of sexual jealousy, part 17 to 24. Come into my arms, my lover. Let me be your sanctuary. Come into my arms, my lover, where you no longer have to look at me. Oh, you've been stupid enough to love someone who's hurt you a lot. I'll hurt you more. A complete history of sexual jealousy. A complete history of complete promiscuity. I'm writing the book on fury and infidelity, part 17 to 24.
This is nowhere alright. staring at the mirror on the steamy bathroom wall, leading a new to mix. As the people are running, the hair starts to fall as she neatly wipes her lips. The reporters pick up their pads and pens as they rush to the scene, and the cameras wink on the gory views as the editors agree. Putting on her makeup, she glances at the clock. Next, she paints her nails. The train has collided, the driver didn't stop as she slips into the scales. The reporters pick up their pads and pens as they rush to the scene, and the cameras wink on the gory views as the editors agree. Looking for a car key, she finds him in a shoe, lift the magazine from the floor. That long ago mystery has revealed another clue as she quickly shuts the door. The reporters pick up their pads and pens as they rush to the scene, and the cameras wink on the gory views that the editors agree.
Yeah, Mac, I just pulled over now and it looks like it's gonna be an all-night job tonight, you know. If you could send a few cars over, it would sure help a lot. And I should sit more in front of the TV tonight, cause I don't actually like what she can see. I'll start making a few inquiries already. Okay, that's all for now.
So let me tell you about the time we made those promises. I'd be your Valentine if you'd be mine. I said I'll love you till the day I die. I only wish you'd been there to agree. But you are mine. Best friend. I'm sure you'd understand if you knew love.
so I can wallow and feel truly at home. You polish your buckles and pretend you're alone. He gave me the anti-Midas touch.
God knows it's true, but I You said Manhattan Blues had it.
Jumping out. On the grass I stand, very careful.
Brings this installment of Not Quite Punk to its conclusion. Got a lot of tracks to go back over that we just heard to bookend our set as we began with the Pastels. We also ended with the Pastels, or a rather version of the Pastels that call themselves the New Forest. It is Jarvis Cocker singing lead vocals on that. I do believe I played that for someone and I was going on, of course, about Jarvis, and the person's reaction was, Jarvis just being Jarvis-y. Kind of really like that as an adjective. And ahead of that particular song in the set, it was International Airport doing a track called The Association, or rather just Association. This is on the Pastels Geographic label, as is the New Forest single. That New Forest song actually originally showed up on a soundtrack that the Pastels did, I want to say in 2002, for a film called The Last Great Wilderness, Scottish film that I have not yet seen, but wouldn't mind seeing eventually. Je Suis Animal in the set as well on the Electric Honey record label. Quite a fascinating little label. It operates out of, I believe, Stowe College in Glasgow. And it's basically designed to give students an opportunity to work for a functioning record label. And I think they add one new band per year and put out a full album or a single from that band, but they release other singles as well. Not sure if they're still doing the one record a year thing, but it's definitely worth looking into. This song that we heard from Je Suis Animal was called Fortune Maps, and again, on that ever fantastic Electric Honey record label. We also heard something from Wake the President, also on that Electric Honey record label. Remember Fun was the name of that one. Airport Girl also in there. We heard The Kids Just Want Cool Sounds from the Where It's At Is Where You Are record label. Once again, all of these records, recent purchases of mine from a trip to Scotland that I took in February of this past year, and got a lot of these new records that just don't make it to stores here in the States. So knowing that if I ever decided to purchase them through mail order, the shipping would be rather expensive and the conversion rate, blah, 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 adding all that into it, I figured that I might as well snap as many of them up as I could while I was actually in Scotland. This next record falls into that category as well. It was the Sexual Objects with a song called Merry England, and that is on the Aufgenladen und Berit record label. I'm sure I just butchered that pronunciation. But there you go. Teenage Fan Club, also in that set of music, going back to the year 1990 for a song called God Knows It's True on the Paper House record label, a division of the Fire record label, which had a pretty good track record there. The Wolfhounds on the Pink record label, and the Anti-Midas Touch being the song that we heard from a single of the same name. The Flatmates doing Don't Say If on the ever, ever fantastic Subway Organization Strawberry Story with Close My Eyes on the Wah record label. That's a 7-inch that they share the other, that two bands share the other side of, Dalek Beach Party and Emily. No, sorry, Kind. But there is also a band by the name of Emily. Young Marble Giants from their classic, classic, classic album, Colossal Youth. We heard Eating Notamix. Girls at Our Best with I'm Beautiful Now from the Goal for Gold 7-inch. Delta 5 with Anticipation. And Paul Haig on his very own Rhythm of Life record label from an album also called Rhythm of Life. We heard the track Justice. This was Paul Haig's, I do believe, first solo record after Joseph K. Someone who shares a bit of a connection to Joseph K. in the set just before Paul Haig, it was Momus, and Momus's first project was a band called The Happy Family that featured most of Joseph K., not Paul Haig, but most of the other guys. A Complete History of Sexual Jealousy, Part 17 through 24, was the Momus song that we heard. Doing It for the Kids is the name of the creation comp that I played it from, and this was last in a little bit of a series of creation comps. Before the Momus one, we heard Purveyors of Taste, and we heard from that compilation the Bodines doing Therese, one of my favorite songs ever, ever, ever. And in fact, I was going to try to keep it all to Scottish artists from the creation compilation to have that whole theme going, but when it got to that one and I saw that Bodine song was on there, I simply could not resist playing it. But the compilation that we heard before, we did hear from a Scottish band, the Jasmine Minx, Where the Traffic Goes, and that was on a creation comp called Different for Domeheads. In the set just ahead of that, a band that's very much associated with Creation Records, Primal Scream, Ivy, Ivy, Ivy being the name of that single. And that was actually put out there on Creation. Shop Assistants also in there from their own 53rd and 3rd record label, or at least one of the Shop Assistant's 53rd and 3rd record label, David Keegan. We heard the song Almost Made It. And at the top, the very top of the set, our first Pastel song for this particular program, it was Couldn't Care Less from an early singles compilation called Suck On. And that brings us up to speed. I promise to be less of a stranger these days and make it into the Dub Lab studios and record more shows, because there's really not many things in life that are more fun than recording shows for Dub Lab, and I do hope that you keep it tuned in to dublab.com, and that's goodbye for now.